That made it tough. I don't know. Obviously, then we had a couple of plays. It wasn't fluid. We had a turnover. They had a turnover. It was some tense moments for sure.
What do you preach in those kind of extra timeouts? Because obviously there are a couple of scenarios that can always
mm-hmm.
play out.
Yeah, we went through all of them. If the ball was ours, if the ball wasn't ours, what we're going to do defensively. If it was ours, what we're going to execute to get the ball in bounds. We didn't have a timeout. In those last minutes, so we went through all the scenarios that could happen, whether or not who had the ball.
Senior Day is just one game out of an entire career, but you had to feel good for EJ and how he pulled things out.
Yeah, and he was struggling for 35 minutes. I mean, but he had a great 5-minute stretch. He was 5 for 6 down the stretch from the free throw line. Had a big steal, had a couple big rebounds, and the execution play-to-play made, we ran for him to drive him because they had two bigs in there. And he was guarded by a big guy, and he made a nice layup.
Tony Criswell tonight, a couple of points, mm-hmm. a couple of rebounds. Doesn't get to start out senior night, but what's been his contribution this year?
Well, Tony is a guy that, I think he's capable. He's had a career here where he's had moments. He's helped us win some games. And we've just asked Tony to continue to stay with it. He hasn't had probably the senior year that he wanted to have, nor we wanted him to have. And I think that I'm proud of the fact that he's continued to stay with it and continue to grow on and off the court.
Yes, you said that Torn was suspended the first half.
Right.
About that, and then what he gave you when he did come in with about 19 minutes.
Yeah, Torn violation of the team rule, and which he had to set for a half, but obviously he gave us a great lift there in the second half. Plays with a lot of energy, a lot of passion, gets his hands on a lot of balls, at a time when we needed it, that kind of energy. Let me just say this too about Ryan Rosberg. And Ryan was in the game at the end of the game. I really trust Ryan. Ryan knows what we need to do execution-wise. And even though he's not flashy, there were some plays there that Torn on the defense got lucky. Robinson just missed a layup. So I want people to understand, Ryan will always play because I trust him to make solid plays and do what we ask him to do.
Frank, this game wasn't on TV. Did that affect – I mean, there was only two camera angles. Mm-hmm. Did that affect any of those –
It seemed obvious to us, right? That one play. I don't know. I couldn't see. Not that players don't tell the truth. You never seen that commercial when they asked the guy, "Did you knock the ball out of bounds?" I asked Wes. Wes said, "Coach, I promise you, I didn't knock that ball out. I hit it, then he tipped." But I think the referees, they did a great job. Obviously, those are tough plays. The official told me, he said, "Listen, it is so close, and we want to make sure we get it right." And the technicality that he gave them the ball, so it was too close to overturn. In their view, and I don't know if the angle, what they saw, he just said he just couldn't overturn it because it was too close. And then the last play, obviously they didn't blow the whistle, so to play on what if EJ stepped out of bounds or not, they didn't blow the whistle.
Coach, in one of your last two games here at Mizzou Arena, is there anything that you saw specifically in this game that you feel your players may need to work on before winning this team?
Well, we got to play better, but like I said, I don't want to take anything away from Texas A&M. They were really, really good tonight. They were prepared defensively, and they did a great job. But obviously, going on the road to play at Tennessee, a team that's playing extremely well right now, we're going to have to play better to win that game. There's no question.
Frank, in the heat of the moment, does the magnitude of this game postseason implications, does that hit you at all, does it hit you later?
In terms of the game we just played?
What was on the line there?
Yeah, I don't think it – no. I just want us to compete. Senior nights are tough because it takes you out of your normal routine and the rhythm. And, and I thought we came out really not focused in terms of just intense. And there's a soft moments with senior night. And, I don't know that we were. And we got to have senior nights. They're great. No, I'm not saying that. But, we needed to refocus ourselves. And it took us a while to get refocused. Well, in any tight ball game, there's intensity. Any game that goes down to a possession or two is very intense. So I don't know. I don't know how to answer that other than it, every game that's tight is going to be intense.
We've talked a lot about your
Yeah, he, you know, J3 got off to a really good start. Then he had a tough stretch there in the middle of the year, and I think he's starting to come back. He was great tonight. I don't know if we talked about him up at, you know, 8.7 boards and 5 blocks. I mean, he was active tonight, and he was really good. He had a big bucket there down the stretch on an offensive rebound. You know, J3 is going to be a heck of a player. I mean, I think, you know, 3 freshmen we're playing are playing a lot of meaningful minutes, and I think that tells you a little bit about the future of Mizzou basketball. Thank you, guys. Thank you.